أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآن المجيد مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد المبارك وسلم صلى الله عليه Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. We are celebrating the birth of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam here in Islamic Center, Vancouver. And I congratulate organizers of this program and participants of this spiritual gathering who have come here to get spiritual benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the wasila of Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is an actual reason of entire universe, the worlds which are known in Arabic alameen have been created for the sake of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he disclosed this top secret that if he were not created in this world, nothing could have been created for the benefit of human being. Even human being were the reason of creation for the sake of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the reasoning of creation of entire universe is because of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, is and will be a special blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the needy people. For those who were on receiving end, they were expecting a beloved personality, the personality which could guide them to a right way, to such path which was the path of success. And this is called Deen Hanif or Deen Islam. That's why Allah Kareem is witness for this. Inna Deena Indallahi Islam. Undoubtedly, the best religion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is religion of Islam, religion of peace, religion of tolerance, religion of love, and religion of humanity. Alhamdulillah, all we got in our lives because of blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a personality whose ahsanat or special favors should not be forgotten, because he is the only one who told us how to be a real person in this world, as an abd, as a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how could you justify to be a human being before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then at every stage of life, at every step of our decision, he guides us. For example, from very beginning, from childhood, when small infant is in the hands of mother, how he teaches? He teaches that either she is mother or caretaker of that small kid or infant, he should take care of that male or female, whatever is in her hand. That this is amana, this is trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this trust has been given to that mother. And that's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says, whosoever protects infant from unseen problems, unseen circumstances, and grooms in the light of Quran and Sunnah, that lady would be with me in paradise. Another hadith, Al Jannatu Tahta Aqdamil Ummahat. Very common hadith. What's the purpose of this hadith? Let's see in the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqdam means feet. Al ummahat is jama of plural of which means your mothers. Al jannah, what is jannah? Jannah is reward of your action. Jannah is a kind of certification of your iman. When you are certified mu'min, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that there will be no question, you go straight and get your benefit. This is jannah. And how Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you serve your mother, and your mother teaches you according to Quran and Sunnah. So it would be reciprocal, and in response to your services to your kid, you will be sent to Jannah without any question. This is Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who told us about the reward. Otherwise, who could have come to us? No one had authority to come us except Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So his seerah, his life is a method to make orientation of society. Look how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us to live with neighbor. Again, this is teaching. Teaching of what? Behaviorism. How to have interaction with our neighbor, either he is Muslim or non-Muslim, either he is small or big, either he is black or white, whatever he is or she is, it makes no difference for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He clearly orders, whosoever loves me, he should love his neighbor. Whosoever wants to see himself successful, he should take care of rights of his or her neighbor. If neighbor complains against his behavior, he wouldn't be considered a good Muslim. This is life of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why he is wasila. He is protector of our social life, spiritual life, and life after death. He is the only protector. And he is a symbol. He is a paradigm. He is a parameter. He is a role model. That's why Quran says, what Quran says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi iznihi. Inna arsalnaka, undoubtedly we have sent down, O Muhammad Rasulullah, what for? Shahidan, as a witness. Witness of what? Witness of those to whom you are making orientation, training. Mubashiram wa nazira, you are shahid and you are news giver. Wa nazira, and would be telling them, if you do anything wrong, then you will be punished. So simultaneously, you are a person who is giving, who has given a legitimate authority on the earth. And if someone comes to you accepting his sin, if you forgive him, then I will forgive you. This is reciprocal. This is kind of interaction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's channel has been introduced and utilized by Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So whole Quran is his life. As Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, when one of the companions of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, what was the ethics of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How he used to behave? How he used to live? How he used to talk? Then Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha asked a question in response to his question. And she simply said, haven't you gone through Quran? He said, yes, I have studied Quran. Then she replied, whole of the Quran is life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen till Nas, An-Nas. If you look at the combination of Alhamd, in the beginning there is praise and in the last there are human beings. So it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would certainly send his blessing upon Nas or people in between if they believe in oneness of God and prophecy of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and would love Muhammad Rasulullah more than their lives, more than their everything. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked human being. Some people came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asking them, Allah, how could we get benefit from Islam? And how could we be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how we would be identified as beloved persons from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These were the questions. And simply Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you want to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will have to submit yourself before me as I am legitimate authority, and I would certainly ask you to love me more than your parents, your ancestors, your family members, your assets, your everything, including your own life. If you consider yourself that you love me more than all these things, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would certainly love you and you would be counted among beloved persons. This is a hadith of Bukhari. And Bukhari is a famous writer. And no one doubts about his narration or hadith or traditions, whatever he has mentioned. So what was the purpose of birth of Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We see the purpose of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this world was, and still it is, to create a submissive, normal generation, not abnormal generation. Because alhamdulillah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 100% normal. His companion, they were 100% normal. Even Tabayin, Tabi Tabayin and Awliya, all of them, friends of Allah, they were 100% normal people. That's why they were true custodian of Islam. And no one could shake the foundation of Islam. Unfortunately, right now, we are abnormal people. We haven't gone through the facts. We haven't gone through the realities. We don't have rational approach. That's why we always misinterpret Quran. That's why we always misuse Quranic verses against Muslims, saying that Na'udhubillah min zalik, due to such and such aqeedah, he is not Muslim. And those ayah or verses which were against kuffar, unbelievers, we specify or we paste against Muslims. That's why Muslims are frustrated for such inventions, injunctions, or self-created religious behavior. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there are two identifications of Muslim. Two identifications. If you want to evaluate Islam of someone's, then you will have to evaluate two characteristics. Number one, how much he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, all of us, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then second condition for the evaluation of personality of such mu'min or munafiq is that how much he or she loves Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you would understand, is he true Muslim or not? If a person who is Muslim, who claims himself Muslim, but doesn't pay respect to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and na'udhubillah min zalik, he says that he was like me or he is equal to me or I am equal to him, na'udhubillah min zalik, because of ibadah, simple bashar. He was Bashar, but not like that as you consider. He cannot be according to your convenience and mental approach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to come for night journey. If you are Bashar, I am Bashar, he is equal to us, then why don't you proceed for night journey, for Miraj? No. Bashar in another meaning, that he was a parameter, paradigm for Bashar. And in another meaning, he was a good news. That's why he is known as Bashar. He was from human being, but he was superior to all. So no one can compare himself, na'udhubillah min zalik. That's why some people, they were mistaken and they considered themselves, oh, they receive message from Allah, na'udhubillah min zalik. And after a while, what they did, they became self-created messenger or prophets, na'udhubillah min zalik, like Sajjah, Musailma Kazzab, or even today, there are many people, those who claim themselves to be messenger or prophets, na'udhubillah min zalik. We believe, we trust, Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger, last prophet. No one can be shadow prophet or shadow messenger. Whatever is, prophecy is ended according to La Nabiya Ba'di. No one can be prophet after me. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is final authority. He is legitimate authority. He is final interpreter of Quran. So no one can be equal to him, or no one can be sharer in his authority as shadow Nabi or shadow messenger. Clear? So, the term of Quran for Bashar is another meaning. That means Bashar in Arabic is called a person who gives you the news about unseen circumstances or about absentia, the things which are occurring or taking place in absentia, and Nabi can see that. That's why the term of Nabi, Naba, Yamba, or Naban means the things which are out of sight, but Nabi can see that and he can tell you. And this is by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever was in the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon him, and through Quran he declared. This is Nabi. This is called miracle. Nabuwa is miracle. No one can become Nabi unless it is testified or sanctioned from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone says, I am Nabi, then he cannot prove himself. Look how Quran says, إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّمْ مِسْلِهِ. People, they had doubt about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, he was a small kid before us. He was roaming around in Makkah street. He is from Bani Hashim. And we know that before few years, he was very small, and now he wants to guide us as a messenger. How come? It's impossible to follow him. We cannot leave the religion of ancestors. We cannot negate Lat, Manat, Uzza, and Hubal, because we love all these idols or gods or goddess. How can we leave all these? And Muhammad himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, claims himself that he is Nabi. How can we trust? Look, there are many questions and occasions and references in history. When a person comes, his name is Abu Jahl. He says, okay, you are true Nabi? He said, Alhamdulillah, I am Nabi. Okay, why don't you show us some charisma or miracle? Because we have listened that Nabi or Rasul would be supported by miracle. Could you show us something? He said, I cannot do by my own. Whatever he gives me power, I will show you. Then he says, okay, you tell me what is in my hand. And all of a sudden Jibreel comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah, ask him, if you want to see Allah's authority and support or attestation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding my claim, okay, you open your hand and you will see the thing which is in your hand would be saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And it occurred, it happened. He opened and the stones, the small particle of stones were in his hand, and the stones were reciting La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is miracle. An ordinary person, an ordinary man, or even genius person like Plato or Aristotle cannot show like this. He could say by his mouth, he could claim by his thought, but he cannot prove that things which are away from him. A tree is away from him. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is moving with him. The time is time of Asr, for Salah of Asr. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I want privacy. This is called mojza. I want privacy so that, but I don't see here. And he moves with, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu moves with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then all of a sudden, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that tree to make a private room for him. And tariq or history says that the branches of the tree, they came down like this and made a kind of cave for him. He went in and came out. This was miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not by him, support by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but authority by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whatever he wished, whatever he wanted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported him. Did he want to get power of Makkah? To get government of Makkah? If he had done for that, Quraysh, they simply asked him, if you want to marry with a beautiful girl of Arabia, we can present. If you want to get some wealth from us, we can give you. If you want some support from society, we can do it. If you need anything, whatever you want from Makkah, we can give you. But withdraw from your claim. Withdraw from your teaching. And keep yourself away from all these principles or teachings of Islam, whatever you say. Then what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I swear upon God, if you put moon, sun on my right hand and moon on my left hand, and if you say that get up all these resources, even then I would reject simply and say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Because this is not my claim. I have been appointed here to tell you the righteous activities and actions. Then what they replied, Nauzubillah min zalik, Muhammad has become majnoon, crazy. Nauzubillah min zalik. Quran, when Holy Prophet Muhammad was in Ghar Hira, the cave of Hira, when Holy Prophet Muhammad was asked by Hazrat Jibreel, the Gabriel, to recite Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, Holy Prophet Muhammad recite what Holy Prophet said, Ma ana biqariyum, I cannot read, I cannot recite. Nauzubillah min zalik. It doesn't mean that he is illiterate. Some people do this mistake again. They say Nabi was Nauzubillah min zalik ummi. Ummi doesn't mean illiterate. Doesn't mean illiterate only. There are thousands of meanings of word in Arabic. If you take first word, how about 99 separate shadow meanings of that same word? Ummi means the focal point of education. This means ummi in Arabic. Focal point of education, focal point of knowledge, focal point of literacy. That is, and what he said, Ma ana biqariyu means I cannot read this. Why? Because he wanted to hear direct order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was waiting for that. The pause, the reason of the pause was to get words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he received and then said, third time, when Hazrat Jibreel asked him to recite Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, then he started because he got permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you can ask a question. Why? Jibreel was sent to him and he asked to recite Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi. Why he didn't start? No. This is illogical question. Why? Because Wama ramaita is ramaita walakinallaha rama, whatever he does according to order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he receives order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly without any media, without any medium, without any interpreter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him power to see Lawh-e Mahfuz, the words which were written down on the hard disk of Lawh, that's called hard disk, preserved hard disk. And from there, Anbiya or Rusul, they used to get messages. And Jibreel used to bring messages from Lawh-e Mahfuz. And Lawh-e Mahfuz means the Mashiyah or will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to say Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Whatever he thought, those words appeared there. And how could you justify right now? Today even you could say that your computer, you just say something, it would type automatically, isn't it? It would type, it would compose. The words would appear. You just say, words would appear on your screen. It's nothing, no comparison. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks and things come into existence. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to promote Islam, to send blessing, to tell people how to live. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved and supported Muhammad Rasulullah through mu'jizat, miracles. And there are so many uncountable miracles by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If I count here and I start talking about that, it would take at least 24 hours to discuss continuously. few miracles of Nabi Kareem Sallam, very famous. She recited Naat, the Naat Qasida by Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a famous companion of Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallam. It says, Satish Shajaru, Natakal Hajaru, Shakal Kamaru bi Isharatihi. Three mojzaat, three miracles in single share or single word. Satish Shajar, the tree, when he ordered Muhammad Rasulullah Sallam to come closer, just he ordered and the tree started to move. And it came in front of Nabi Kareem Sallam, bent and said, Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Durood, it said Durood. And then when Nabi Kareem Sallam ordered him to go back, again the tree went back and stood or situated at the same place from where it came. This first mojza in this shair, in this qasida. Satish Shajaru, Natakal Hajaru, I mentioned you. How Hajar or stones talked and proved La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Shakkal Qamaru bi Isharatihi, where is Shakkal Qamar? How? Allahu Akbar, can you, me or anyone who is powerful live in President of America, Canada or President of Pakistan or anywhere in the world, powerful person who has worldly resources could do it to order moon to split into two shapes or two parts? No one can do it except my beloved Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for whom Quran says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. My beloved Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't say anything by his own wish, by his own will. Whatever I reveal, whatever I wish, he says according to my order. This is Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, the miracles, personality or Quranic teachings, all these belong to the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The purpose of birth of Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to organize our lives according to his teaching and how he wants to see us, as munafiq, as hypocrite, to say that we love Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but where there is question about true love to prove, we just turn our face and we ignore what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ask us. Is this Islam? This is munafiqat, this is hypocrisy. Look how Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam companion or people, those are known as Khulafa'i Rashideen and other like Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair, Hazrat Imam Hussain, Hazrat Imam Hassan, so on so far, what was their behavior? They never dare to raise their voice before Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As Quran says, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. لا ترفعوا, never raise your voice, أصواتكم, your voice, before Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أن تحبط أعمالكم, your good deeds or good actions may be demolished or destroyed. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and you wouldn't be having sense of all these wrongdoings. So be normal, be positive, submit yourself, and whatever Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, just obey him. Because obedience of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If you say, I will obey Allah, because he is authority, Alhamdulillah, he is authority, but I wouldn't love Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your iman would not be accepted. If you say that I would love Allah, and after Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the most beloved person is Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so your iman is completed. That's why kalima has two components. First is monotheism, and second is prophecy. La ilaha illallah is his authority. His authority, and Muhammad Rasulullah telling you how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala keeping him closer to his love. that Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if he is taken into your love, in your minds, in your feelings, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala will accept your iman. So La Ilaha Illallah is half Islam, and Muhammad Rasulullah is completion of Islam. So Allah is known to us through Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min waladihi wa walidihi wa nasi ajma'in. This is hadith of Bukhari. And while we celebrate the birth of Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it seriously requires in the modern age how to prove ourselves that we truly love Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First, we should learn about the life of Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we don't know about his life, how could we justify that we love him? If you claim yourself that you love your father, and someone comes and asks you, okay, tell me about your father. What happened when he was 8 years old? What happened when he was 40 years? And what happened when he departed from this world? And if you say, okay, I don't know, but you should ask some other person, would it be justified? Would it be justified? No. Since you don't know about your father, so you don't have right to be known as son of that father. We are true Muslim, then we have to prove that we have read and understood life of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we could claim ourselves to be a good Muslim. Otherwise, we will be like a person that who has key of room, but doesn't know what kind of things are inside the room. So just having key of room would not certify to be honor of the room. If you want to be a true owner of the room, then you will have to justify with key, and key would require complete information. The same is with Islam. If we want to be a real, true and straight Muslim, not hypocrite, then we will have to learn Quran. We will have to love life of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in our daily lives, we will have to prove that Alhamdulillah, we are following Sunnah, actions of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and his sayings of life, how to live with neighbors, how to go to school and behave with teachers, how to shake hands, how to eat, how to clean your hands, how to say dua before eating, how to say thanks to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala after eating, how to enter into washroom, how to come out from washroom, what should you say, how to complete your sajda as Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do, how to pray, how to teach Quran, how to read Quran, how to understand Quran, and how to preach Islam. All these would be done if we learn Quran, if we learn Islam. Otherwise, we would be hypocrite, munafiq. We should not say ourselves that we are Muslim if we don't know about that. Alhamdulillah, mostly people are 50 years, 45 years old here. How many of us know 40 proper verses or chapters of Quran, small chapters of Quran? This is compulsory. Utlubul ilma min al mahdi ila al-lad. This is compulsory knowledge, which has been mandatory. This has been declared compulsory from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to learn at least 40 small surah of Quran, so that you could teach to your kids or your family members, to your neighbors, or you could spread the message of Islam throughout the world. How many of us know this? Who is responsible for this? Did anyone stop you not to learn this? No. Even we are not late. By now, from this majlis, we should get one message. If we truly love Allah and the Rasul, then we will have to learn words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala from Quran. And we should communicate the same words to our emerging generation. Then we could justify ourselves that Alhamdulillah we are Muslim. Otherwise, if coming here, having food, enjoying time, saying hi and bye, it would be ended into smoke. And it would be useless. Wastage of time and resources. If we are coming here to bring our kids to learn something about Quran, to learn about the ethics of Islam, to learn about our social behavior, then
we would be strong Muslims.
We wouldn't be abnormal Muslim. Strong Muslim and abnormal Muslims are different. Strong Muslims are those who have normal Islam in their minds. And normalcy is that first to make your own personality. Then you criticize other. Would you criticize? No. If you make your personality perfect, then you would never, never, never criticize other. You would appreciate and you would say, my brother, if you don't know about how to pray, okay, I will pray before you. How Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beautiful example for orientation. A person is making ablution, wudu. All of a sudden, Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at his hand and his elbow. And he felt his hand, his wrist, half is wet, half is dry. And his elbow from this part is dry. And this is hadith, if it is dry, your ablution is not completed, it's incomplete. So your prayer would be rejected. Allahu Akbar, this is beautiful example of orientation training, how they were true trainer. And how he did, he sat beside him and he said, oh brother, I am making wudu. If I do anything wrong during my wudu, please let me know. And he started washing hand. And that man was looking at him. And then he completed his washing his hand till elbow. And he noticed, oh my God, I forgot to wet all this. I was in hurry. And he said, Ya Imam, I am thankful to you. Your style of communication, your style of teaching is so beautiful that you did not point out my mistake. Just you wanted to draw attention towards your action. I knew what you wanted to say. Thank you very much. I will follow two things. Number one, if I am making wudu, I shouldn't be in hurry. I should be relaxed and follow proper elements of teaching. And second thing is that once if I want to point out someone's mistake, I should not be direct. I should be indirect with ethical behavior so that that the person shouldn't mind it. Allahu Akbar, this is teaching. We do like this? No. We always say, I will go to heaven. I am from Ahl Jannah. And the person, rest of the world, if they don't follow me, they will go to hell. No. This wasn't behavior of my beloved Muhammad Rasulullah. Even he never said harsh words to his enemies. How he behaved when he conquered Makkah. He was entering into the territory of Makkah. And he was conqueror. And how beautifully presented personality. He bowed down. His head was bent like this. And he was saying, Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given me this honor that today I am entering into the territory of Makkah as a conqueror. But I don't feel myself conqueror. I am slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everyone is with aman, protected. No one would be killed. This is character of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what are we doing? If we have resource to revenge with someone, to take revenge, we would. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْقَازِ مِنِ الْغَيْزِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah loves those who control their anger and forgive people. And this is teaching and actual life of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We must promise ourselves that if we really want to be a good Muslim, a good person, a good neighbor, a good father, a good individual in the community, we must follow life of Islam as Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has explored different dimensions in Quran and has told us to follow. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Undoubtedly, the life of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a complete code of life and complete role model for you. If you follow him, you will be successful. If you forget it, then you will be loser. Let's promise ourselves that we will read Quran, we will understand Quran, and inshallah ta'ala, we will spread message of Quran throughout the world. And first, we will create our own personality according to Quran and Sunnah, and we would understand Quranic teaching, then we will promote the same message in the world, so that it would be a true service of humanity and true service of Islam and true service of your own community. May Allah bless all of you, and may Allah guide us to complete our promise and to promote love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the world. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.